What are some of your favorite quotes and stories picked up through the years? We're asking Kelly Nealon, Clayton Inman, and Troy Peach to share theirs today.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
I love the opportunity to put together some people who have been friends for quite a while, maybe not traveling together necessarily on the same bus, but because they're in the same industry and singing the same kind of music, they become favorites and friends of all of ours. And today we've got Troy Peach, Clayton Inman, and Kelly Nealon all together to sit around and just share some stories, talk about some favorite moments or quotes or inspiring thoughts. And guys, it's good to have you here. I want to start off just real quickly and kind of go around and just get an update from what you guys are up to these days. Troy Peach, let's start with you, man. What's been shaking?
What's been shaking? Everything in the bowling alley is shaking here. It's very good. We're having a good time. The bowlings are back and doing better than ever. Mike and Kelly. Yeah. Mike's still crazy, if anybody wants to know.
Uh-huh.
But everything's really good. Hope is singing with us now full time and is doing an incredible job. People are absolutely loving seeing Hope on the stage with us full time. So it's really, really good. Things are good.
And how's your family?
The family is wonderful. My boys will turn 8 this year. And it's crazy that I have 8-year-old twin boys, but I do. Everything is really good. Katie is doing great. She's doing quite a bit of fill-in work now for Nibby and the Perrys. And so folks will be seeing Katie out on the road again doing some fill-in work with the Perrys. So everybody's really good here. Nashville is happening with the Peach family. So everybody's good.
And Clayton Inman of Triumphant Quartet, Clayton, the term Superman just will not go away when talking about you. Do you feel it? Now, this is not an old joke, okay? I promise. But do you still feel like, is that a name you still wear proudly around the bus, around the house, Superman?
No, neither place. You know what? I've got a couple of shirts. I'm a Superman fan anyway, but the stigma, if it makes folks feel good, I'm all for it. Just like the white flag, I'm the old center man. It's either one are great with me, but I don't wear them around the house. I don't do anything. Pretty regular guy. And Troy, I want to ask, what is your 8-year-old's name?
Clayton. That is
one of them. Is I love that.
Clayton. Yes.
I love it.
Yes. And Clayton, you're enjoying the new stage of Grandpa these days. Scotty and Casey's kid. Is that fun or what?
It's incredible. As a matter of fact, a year ago, on the 1st of August, a year ago, I didn't have any grandchildren. Of course, Scotty and Casey had one on the way with Embry. Actually, I have 2 grandchildren now. My daughter and son-in-law gave me a grandson.
Wow.
And that was back in May, it sure was. And so I'm now a grandpa of 2, a boy and a girl, and both have really
proud at
stolen
all.
My heart. They've stolen my heart. They have.
Yeah.
So
I don't think he's very proud at all of anybody else.
No, not at all.
That's fun. And then you've got Kelly, and she's got a couple of dogs, but no grandkids yet. Is this right?
<That's> She's too young for grandkids.
That's right.
Oh, but you know, Amber is getting married, so
that's right.
You never know.
Kelly, the Nealons and Troy can talk about this too because of his wife and her time with the Nealons. The Nealons just have a special place in gospel music's history. And to see you and Jason and Amber and Autumn and the whole team just on the road and recording and singing better than ever, it's so wonderful. You're carrying on a wonderful legacy.
Oh, thank you. You know, I think I'm having as much fun now as ever because it's my family. And, you know, to see my girls up there singing. You know, everybody would tell me, if you could just see your daddy look at you when you sing.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't really understand that till now. And to see them sing, and they sing so good, both of them, they're both different. You know, Amber yeah. is the more Celine Dion kind of singer, but Autumn, she loves the more country style and just does it great. Now learning to play the mandolin. And,
wow.
You know, so it's just so much fun.
Well, Kelly, let's start with you. Everybody's bringing quotes to the table to talk about, and there's no real agenda, so these quotes could go anywhere. But ladies first, so kick us off.
Well, you know, my father was a big John Wayne fan. Big. I mean, he loved him. I had a statue in his office of him, and it was either that or Andy Griffith. And so, you know, we just grew up with that era. And he loved the horses and the, you know, those kind of things. But when we were on the bus, and back then, anybody and everybody drove. You know,
yeah.
if you were a band member, you had to learn to drive.
Yeah.
And so we would have somebody that would drive and somebody that would be a shifter that would sit on the side. A shifter is one that sits up and keeps the driver awake. So at any point, you know, the bus might go off to the right. And you'd hear that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, you know, being the big John Wayne fan that he was, he would come up, he'd say, you know, these are not that funny, but they're dumb. But that's just how he was. He would say, old or new, he's heading to the barn. You know, one of his horse quotes.
What's sad is we know exactly what she's talking about.
Uh-huh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, I've not been like on the road like you guys. Does that wake everybody on the bus up when that sort of thing happens? And there any little swerve, any jerkiness, or any, you know, like you say, the rumble strips?
It's one of two things. It's one of two things. Either the driver's asleep, or he's got to go to the bathroom real bad, and somebody's got to relieve him. One of the two.
Or if Daddy were driving, it would happen every 3 seconds. Because he would be playing his cassettes up there. And so he would be flipping out his cassette and, you know, going off the road, trying to get his cassette in. And every morning, my room was the first room next to him. Every morning, he loved bluegrass music. I would wake up to ding, 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 every morning.
Back when I first started, I was with the Wilburns. And when Jackie Wilburn drove, it was a constant. You either heard... or so you heard one or the other, either the reflectors or you heard the rumble strips, one or the other, the whole time he was driving.
That's yeah.
Wow.
Clayton, do they let you behind the wheel any?
Yeah. I love the rumble strips. When I feel like I'm all alone at 3 a.m.,
yeah.
I just run over them just to make sure everybody knows that I'm all alone up there.
That's right. You get some company fast.
That's great.
Clayton Inman, along with Troy Peach, and right now, Kelly Nealon.
How I love to read the book you wrote for me. You love the world so much, you gave your son. Written there in crimson, you told me I'm forgiven. It is done. The kind of favor you
have always shown. But you don't have to tell me. You proved how much you love me, and I know I'll still know. So if you never speak another word of blessing, and the silence leaves me with a sense of loss, I'll remember. Settled at the cross. Every word was mercy, every breath forgave, every drop of blood testifies of grace. So if you never speak another word of blessing,
the Nealons and Settled at the Cross. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends sharing some great quotes between friends Troy Peach, Clayton Inman, and Kelly Nealon. Hey, Troy, hey, what do you have for us?
I grew up with my grandfather was a preacher. My grandparents raised me when I was a kid. And so my grandpa was a hard-nosed, independent Baptist preacher. I mean, he didn't take no slack from anybody. And it never failed. And again, I don't know if this is really funny, but this is just something he always said when he was preaching. And I catch myself saying it now. It doesn't matter if somebody's talking about a comment or something said at church. It never failed. He'd always look around and he'd say, "Well, boys, I'll tell you." He said, "The truth will stand when the world's on fire." And I catch myself saying that all the time until now. I'll look at my boys and I'll say, "Boys, I'm telling you, that's pretty to stand when the world's on fire. I don't care if you say it or not." And so, I mean, it's really not that funny, but I mean, that's just what he always said.
You remember those. You remember that.
Yeah.
And why is that? Those things that don't, you know, we can say them now, they don't really sound that funny, but we say them all the time.
I say it all the time.
Yeah. Well, be honest.
You remember then. That's pretty neat. That's what you remember.
Yeah.
That's it.
It makes me think about what I say now. I better make some sense.
Exactly.
Hey, did your wife ever stop you in your tracks and say, "Now, Troy, exactly what does that mean, and where did you hear that?"
You would be surprised how many times that has happened.
I can only imagine with you. Hey, Clayton, what about you?
If I'm ever asked to explain something I just said, I'm dead in the water.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what I have.
Yeah.
I have one that I love it. It's really, it's quite serious. Then I have did you say a story was involved? I could do a story?
Sure, absolutely.
As long as it was within 20 minutes?
Yeah, that's right. Go for it.
Let her go.
And then I quote myself. So what do you want from me first?
Let's do a story. Let's go there. Yeah.
Oh, the story? Well, okay. In the 80s, I sang with the Singing Americans. 1986 was probably the most down year that the group had ever seen. And I can say that groups have down years. I get that. And this proved that there are up and down years and you know, valleys and mountaintops. But part of our pay was an incentive pay. It was 2% of what the tape sales were for the week. So we were on a 10-day trip. And we were on a 10-day trip. And on the 10-day trip, toward the end of the trip, I ran out of money, which is pretty common for me to do that. So I borrowed $10. I borrowed $10 against my commission from Dwayne Burke and, from the group. And so we got done with the trip, and it's amazing how long that $10 lasted. But at the end of the trip, when the commissions were paid, it ended up I owed the group a dollar. So 10-day trip, our commission was $9. That's how bad it was. And here I was, I couldn't win for losing, so I owed the group a whole dollar at the barring team. So
you had to pay to sing that week, didn't you?
I had to pay to sing, yeah. So, but I've done that a few times too. So that's the story.
I think we've all done that.
That's so funny. Did y'all ever do? We went to a phase where Daddy decided he was going to do something we called profit sharing.
Yeah.
So we would make a profit of whatever we had made for the week. And we soon realized we'd rather just be on a salary basis. We don't want that profit sharing.
Yeah. You know, I think the Singing Americans did that toward the end, but I'd already gone then. But those profit-sharing things just did not work out because I've never heard good things about profit-sharing. I'm glad I wasn't a part of that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Troy Peach, Clayton Inman, and Kelly Nealon today on the show, sharing stories, listening to some good music, and we've got more still to come.
Come along with us. Can't you feel the thrust on the wings of the promise? Soar away to a place that's reachable, full of joy unspeakable. Heaven is still waiting, but there's victory today. Don't stay where your heart is broken. Tell your troubles goodbye. There is a window, there's not a cloud inside. Can't you hear the sound? Let the song start stirring in your soul. Like angels in perfect choir, calling you to come up higher. Burdens are much lighter the farther up you go. Don't stay where your heart is broken. Tell your troubles goodbye. There is a window open. There's not a cloud inside. Don't stay where there is no laughter,
even where it's all disaster.
Don't wait for the great hereafter. Come along, let's fly.
No, don't stay where there is no laughter,
even where it's all disaster.
Don't wait for the great hereafter. Come along, let's
Troy Peach, Clayton Inman, Kelly Nealon. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and I love hearing stories of old friends. And I especially love it when they're, you know, if you get two best friends together, they can tell stories, but then they just end up laughing at stories they've heard before. But sometimes you get some friends together like this, and you end up with some surprises along the way, and maybe we'll find that to be true today. Hey, Kelly, what's next on your list?
You know, I've got just little things, you know, little things that Daddy would say.
Oh, share them all.
Okay, well, they're just real little and real short, so I'll just kind of give you a brief synopsis of some of the crazy things that he would say. Like, he would like to tell little jokes, and he'd say, like, here's one of them. He'd say, "What did one dog say to the other? Here comes Cold Nose." And, you know, I'm like, oh, Mom, that's so dumb. He just loved to say things. It was so dumb, but he loved saying them.
Uh-huh.
And this is his famous one. And everybody who has ever been in the group would have heard him say this. At night, first of all, at night, we did not stop at restaurants. We only stopped at convenience stores. And it mattered how how much square footage was in the convenience store. It, you know, it, you couldn't go to a little one, and you couldn't go to a window store. You know, some of those, they just have window stores now because of safety. It had to be a full-blown 7-Eleven big convenience store. And so, and he would always get his Diet Coke, and sometimes it was cheese, sometimes it was, I don't know. He had his thing of what he was going to get. He'd get his stuff, and it'd be time to go to bed. And the thing he always said before he went to bed, well, I guess I'm going to put this little pink body to bed. That was his famous saying. And I'm thinking, your body's not pink and your body's not little. But he said it every single night. Wow. Every night. And anybody that's been on our bus has heard him say that.
Wow. Wow.
Well, sometimes I'm so pasty myself that I have to go in the sun just to kind of neutralize the blue.
Oh, it's fun.
Can I say something about the convenience store?
Yeah, you go for it.
I'm just like him. I am just like him in the convenience store. It has to be well lit because there's something about well lit convenience stores. They have more to offer than something
yes.
that's really kind of dreary. So
yes.
I will say that. I'm just like him on that.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
And same thing with truck stops. Same thing with truck stops.
We go to the same convenience stores, whether it was little or big. He's going to get the same thing, the combos
yeah.
and the Diet Coke. So why did it matter how big it was? We're going to get
just
the same thing.
Yeah, it's just a feeling you have when you walk in.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
It's about the experience. Hey, well, answer this.
Yeah.
Kelly, why were there no restaurants?
I think he didn't want to stop and take the time.
Oh, okay.
He wanted us to keep rolling to wherever we were going. And you know, one thing that is funny, when Daddy got married, he married Judy. You know, he's just so used to his routine that they had been at somewhere all day long, and she thought that they were going to go to a nice restaurant after the wherever they'd been, and I guess they were on a date really before they got married, and so. After what wherever they'd been, they stopped at a convenience store and they went in and Daddy said, "Now you get whatever you want." He didn't say we're doing nice restaurant. He took them to the convenience store.
<That's>
you just
funny.
Get whatever you want.
I'm buying.
And I'm buying.
Great.
That was
I'm
your
buying.
Day.
Loving these quotes between friends Troy Peach of the Bowling Family, Clayton Inman of Triumphant Quartet, and Kelly Nealon of the Nealons.
A guilty thief hung on a cross for crimes that he had done. His final moment spit in shame next to God's own son. Cried out for mercy and asked for forgiveness for such a wasted life. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Child, today you'll be with me in paradise." Jesus carried my shame up Calvary's mountain and gave his life on a tree. He took the nails, the guilt and despair for a wretched sinner like me.
Thank you.
Triumphant Quartet. I'm Daniel Britt. This is Daniel Britt and Friends with Clayton Inman of Triumphant Quartet, Kelly Nealon of the Nealons, and Troy Peach of the Bowling Family. Hey, Troy, you know, you've traveled with a few different groups. I can imagine that right now with the Bowlings that there's never any shortages of things to laugh about, especially with Mike on the bus.
Well, I don't know if I could share any of those. No,
yeah, I know. That's right.
That's after hours humor.
Right. No, Mike scares me sometimes, and this really, but this is the truth. Since, you know, he's the bus accident, you know, he does have a little bit of a short-term memory loss, and so sometimes, and it really happens. I don't know if he's just feeling really good, like, you know, on stage. He thinks he's really funny, and he starts scaring me. And Kelly, both, we kind of look at each other and like, oh, God, what's he going to say next? Because you just never know what will come out sometimes. And so we have, you know, affectionately called him. Do you guys, I don't know if everybody watches the Golden Girls, you know, on TV?
Sure. But,
you know, okay, so you know what I'm talking about. Well, the grandma on the show, you know, Sophia, She had a stroke, and, you know, anything that she thought came straight out her mouth. So Mike is known as Sophia on our bus because you just really never know what'll come out of his mouth. So, yeah.
What's bad is that I'm like that, and I didn't have a bus wreck. That's just me. Jason gets scared to death when we're on stage, and I start to talk for a long time, you know, because I never know what's going to come out. I mean, it just...
Yep, I've heard you. I know.
Eddie has told me stories. Jackie Wilburn was a classic. This will be my next little quote here.
Yeah.
Jackie Wilburn was a classic. Now, we had, as far as little quotes and fans, of course, you know, he was a preacher. I think it's a preacher thing. You know, they have all these little quotes. But now we had a guy, and, you know, we'll let him remain nameless, that was with us at one time. I don't remember what he did. It was like maybe product or something. Jackie started having little uneasy feelings about him. And Jackie, one of his classic sayings that he would always say, he'd look around, he'd go, boys, he said, I'm going to tell you now, if a man will lie to you, he'll steal from you. I'm just telling you, if a man will lie to you, he'll steal from you. Hey, that is the God's honest truth.
It is the truth.
If a man will lie to you, he'll steal from you.
I love that. I love that wisdom that just comes. It comes out sometimes. You feel like out of nowhere, but then it just smacks you right between the eyes.
Yes, exactly.
And you remember it years later.
Yeah.
When something like that happens, you go, "It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth."
Yeah.
I know. I've said that to Mike before, and I go, "Well, you know, man, lots of years different."
Clayton.
So maybe that's what Clayton was doing with his dollar that he owed to Dwayne Burke. Now, did you ever pay that back?
Yeah, I got it to him next week.
Yeah. you worked
it
off.
I had to get money out of the bank to pay him.
Clayton, what's next? You said you had you had a quote?
Well, yeah, I have a quote here, and it came from my dad. And I was actually pretty devastated as a child from the quote. Whenever he would leave, this is short and sweet, whenever he would leave, as a kid, we'd always ask him, you know, where are you going, Dad? His quote was the same every single time he left, that he was going to see a man about a dog. And I really got to think my dad was a bad negotiator because we never saw the dog. Yes. But that was his quote, short and sweet.
Going to see a man about a dog. Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Now, I've always heard that, but not just when he was leaving the house. I've always heard that said some other time, but I can't remember when that was said.
So where did that come from? Has anybody else heard that? Like, is that from a song or a movie or?
I've always heard that said when you go into the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Is this going on tape?
A few years ago on Sunday, I was sitting home all alone. Doorbell started ringing, heard somebody singing, so I went to open up the front door.
Just a few years ago,
there stood a little preacher, old and frail, smiling back at me.
When he talked, he had a rhythm to his voice, just like he was about to sing. He said,
"Boy, are you saved? Do you go to church?"
I said, "I'm a church member, but it's been a long time. All I ever do is work.
Work, work, work.
God wants us to worship together. That's what the good books say. I got one more question that I want to ask before I leave today."
And I can still hear the preacher say,
"Would your church be open this Sunday if you had the only key? Would everybody be standing outside saying, where in the world could he be? Would it only be open on Easter, homecoming on New Year's Eve? Would your church be locked up tight this week
if you had the only key?
My brother, you had the only key."
Ever since that day, I got right with the Lord and put my Savior first. 'Cause it's more than just religion, but belonging to a blood-bought church. Now we've all got to worship together as one big family. And though it's been years, I can still hear what the preacher said to me.
Would your church be open this Sunday if you had the only key? Would everybody be standing outside saying, where in the world could he be? Would it only be open on Easter, homecoming on New Year's Eve? Would your church be locked up tight this week
if you had the only key?
My brother, you had the only key. Would your church be open this Sunday if you had the only key? Would everybody be standing outside saying, where in the world could it be? Would it only be open on Easter, homecoming on New Year's Eve? Would your church be locked up tight this week
if you had the only key?
My brother, you had the only key. Would your church be locked up tight this week
if you had the only key?
My brother, you had the only key. My brother, you had the only key.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. We've got some friends around the table right now. In fact, they're actually some of them on the road as we speak. I know Kelly's on a bus. We hear the rumble strips every now and then. Troy, you're at home right now. Kelly Nealon, Troy Peach, and Clayton Inman. Troy's at home. Clayton, are you at home or are you on the road?
I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow.
Clayton, I'm in Jacksonville.
Hey, Kelly, you talked a lot about your dad, and I knew him very little. And I mean, I met him a couple of times, but I always got the impression, I could see the twinkle in his eye, but he was always a very quiet kind of a person. I think maybe until you got to know him, or he just had that dry sense of humor, or as you like to call it, dumb. But what's the next thing you have for us?
Well, this one is not from Daddy, but you know what? Daddy was he looked like just this debonair, and he was, you know, just this quiet man. He was a real prankster. I mean, he was he just was crazy. And in his latter years, he got to be real good friends with Bill Gaither. And just recently, we've been on tour with Bill, and you know what? That's one of the wisest men I have ever met. And saying that about Bill Gaither, he's just so wise. And I had asked him a few things and about some of the industry stuff and how it seemed at the time that, you know, we were kind of all falling apart and should we do this or should we do that? And you know what he said to me? And I thought that this was absolutely brilliant. I mean, it makes sense and we all know it, but just to hear him say it was so smart, because sometimes we get so busy with our own stuff and we seem to divide. And what he said is, we are much better or stronger together than alone. Mm. And that is so true. You know, when we work together, we can get so much more done. And it just pulls us together as people. And I just thought, he's so wise. He's such a wise man.
There's truth to that. I mean, I look at our group, and we're looking, I mean, we're fortunate that we, the people we sing in front of, but you put me out there on a solo date, and it's sparse.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can't draw anybody by myself, but you put me in a group guys I'm with, and the people show up.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's just something to do that. They don't care about me by myself. They don't care about me by myself. They don't.
That's it.
You know,
I think we're stronger as a whole.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's true in our whole business. You know, I think, you know, if one of us just steps out there on their own and tries it, I really think it takes all of us because, you know, the Neyland's not the same as the Bowling's. The Bowling's not the same as Triumphant, you know, yeah. But it takes all of us, you know, to make this thing what it is. And I thoroughly believe that. That's good wisdom there, Kelly. Good preaching.
It really is. I mean, you know, who else could have gotten all of us together in a room to do videos?
Mm.
For free.
Yeah, for sure. That's for sure.
You know, that probably is applicable everywhere except for maybe profit sharing.
That's right.
Profit sharing one of my concerts. Ooh, Lord,
yeah, that'd be
that girl.
Exactly.
Glory to the Lamb.
From Kelly Neyland and the Neylands, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends have assembled three friends together. Kelly Neyland, Clayton Inman, and Troy Peach. All right. Hey, Troy.
Okay. Here's my last one. Now, I told you I was raised pretty stark independent Baptist.
okay? And so as in our home, there was no other Bible to be read than the inspired, infallible, 100% King James 1611.
That's right.
What we used was the 1611 King James all the time. Well, I, right before I started with the Wilburns, and this was like right after I was out of high school, I was privileged to play in the band at TBN here in Nashville. Totally opposite of how I was raised. Okay, so if anybody remembers back several years ago, back then, TBN did a, it was like a year-long revival, and it came out of Nashville here. And they were live five nights a week on TBN. I mean, they had a big choir, a band, and always brought in a preacher, you know, every night. Well, my grandmother decided one night she was coming to the revival. Okay, now she wanted to see what all this is about. Now, you have to know my grandma, she's, you know, a little outspoken lady. And so one night, one of the pastors was on, and they were preaching. Well, he was reading his text for the night. Now, remind you, this is on live TV, and I think if I remember back then, you were hitting like 10 million homes. So I'm still setting up on stage. I was playing keys at the time in the band, and I hear the pastor read his text. From out of the corner of my ear, I hear this little lady, as he finishes reading his text, I hear somebody go, "Get you a Bible, get you a Bible." And it's my grandma heckling from the crowd.
That's so funny.
Somebody read out of the book, King James. I still will say, "Get you a Bible, get you a Bible."
Wow!
Yeah. Oh,
we got heckled at TBN.
Really?
We did.
It may have been my grandma.
Well, there was no one in the audience. There was just the camera crew.
Oh man.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that happened. And it's probably somewhere on footage somewhere. They probably have that somewhere.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So next time somebody hears somebody reading out of something that's not the inspired, infallible King James, you know, 1611.
Yeah.
You'll think, "Get you a Bible."
That's right. That's right. That's a good quote.
There are days when I'm discouraged and doubt fills my mind. I lose the assurance that salvation is mine, because Satan reminds me of days I left behind. But I look deep into the scripture, and that's where I find Jesus buried my past in the middle of God's nowhere. Is where it was cast in His kingdom. It's tomorrow, not our yesterday. Come against you, and life gets you down. The sins of your old life just keep hanging around. Oh, but don't give up praying or standing your ground, 'cause in the midst of my past, in the
The Bowling Family featuring Troy Peach. Troy's with us along with Clayton Inman of Triumphant Quartet and Kelly Nealon of the Nealons here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Hey, Clayton.
Yes.
Bring us home.
Our church this past year followed. We went through 365 days in the Word. So there was a pastor had he picked out a significant chapter of throughout the Bible to make it applicable to us, and then he wrote a blog every day. He wrote a blog every single day, and pretty incredible. But there was one quote that he did in his blog that I saved because I really like the quote. And basically, it's this: may we never get so busy talking about what we think of God that we come distracted from talking to God, which I thought was really neat.
Yeah.
Good deal.
So we talk about him a lot. But sometimes we get distracted and then we forget to actually talk to him.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Well, that's really true.
That's really good.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, all right, so if you think about even your spouse, so you go to work and maybe you talk up your spouse, but if you go home and never look at them, I mean, it's kind of like, what's this relationship about, you know?
That's it.
Have you been talking to Katie? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. I'm not jumping in there, Troy. But listen, you know, there were some fun moments. I think if you look at these gatherings where you go back to what Gaither said about we're better together, you know, moments where you guys get to park the bus for a few days and hang out with each other and make memories and tell these stories, you know, like at a quartet convention or some big jubilee or something. You know, I remember with the Perrys and Troy, you were there, and a lot of the artists, the Kingsmen and the Primitives and Isaacs, doing a big cookout out there behind the arena in Louisville, Kentucky. And some of the funniest things, and you could tell they were just coming from all these different sectors of life and parts of the country, but somehow over a burger and hot dogs, it worked. And it was, you know, those type of things, I think, are the memories you take
with
you.
Those are the most fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are just the most fun times. I mean, we love what we do, you know, when we're on the stage, but some of the most fun for all of us, I think, well, for me anyway, is when we're all together and we don't have our stage clothes on. We're just having fun, you know, talking about different things and, you know, being together and really kind of getting to know each other, because you don't get to know each other just working together, you know.
Yeah, sure.
If you get to know each other by spending time together, and I guess that.
Well, and you know, and we're always also busy. Was it you, Kelly, that I noticed the other night you were with the Hoppers, and I think you posted on Twitter or something. I didn't even get to see you, Dean. It may have been you. I'm not for sure if that was you or not.
It was me.
Okay, but that's the truth. I mean, you get so busy when you're, you know, you're at a venue and, you know, you have to work your table and you have to set your sound and, you know, that sometimes you don't. And, you know, we're all friends out here, you know, we're all out here for the same thing. And I mean, we miss each other. And sometimes at convention and on the cruise, you know, I know a lot of times on the cruise, you can find artists up, you know, talking until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It's just because we never get to spend that time with each other. That's it.
Oh, I know. I remember, Troy, we spent a lot of time at the pool.
We got to talk at the pool, you know, we have to be at the same place. I know you guys remember, you know, they used to, the Singing News used to sponsor for all the youth, you know, ski retreat, you know, on our, everybody's Christmas break, we would all go to the mountains and go ski. And the fun of that was everybody just being together and, you know, and having the fellowship. And I miss more of those times. I really do.
Me too. I wish somebody was rich and could sponsor it again. We'd love it.
Clayton?
Yeah, Daniel,
Clayton.
I think that was...
Okay, did somebody mention my name on the rich part?
Yeah, we were, you know, you figured out that profit. That's right. Hey.
I just laugh.
Speaking of that, hey, Clayton, tell us, just give us in a nutshell, you know, what 2014 holds for Triumphant, what you guys are up to. I mean, you guys have one of the few groups that have really been together with that lineup for that amount of time, and you know, I doesn't seem to be like it's going to change anytime soon.
No, actually, we are recording. We just finished the vocals on a new recording, and we're looking for something different. And our next two recordings are probably going to be out of the well, I don't want to say out of our element, but outside of the box for us. And, you know, there are going to be people that don't like them. We get that. And that's okay. That's okay. But it's not that we're bored. We're just trying to think of different stuff to do. We don't want to do the same things all the time. We don't get bored with each other. We don't at all. I mean, we have a blast with each other. So and I think the chemistry between all of us is what's been able to help us sustain being together. There's a lot of groups that have a lot of great singers, but there might not be a chemistry there. And
sure,
especially if you're not related, if you're, you know, if there's no real relation except just being, you know, friends, you know, people leave for whatever reason. Whatever reason that is, they could be good reasons. It doesn't have to be bad reasons, but change is inevitable. It is. But we've been fortunate in that that hasn't happened. And so we're trying to think of new things to keep it fresh for us, you know, and things we try, they might fail, and things we try might hit. You never know.
Sure.
So 2014 is going to be a year of trying new things.
And you can find out more, keep up to date with them all over the internet. And the launching pad for all of that is triumphantquartet.com. And Troy, you with the Bowling family and all that you have going on, I mean, I just love keeping up with you. I mean, don't tell Mike, but I mean, you're funny too, you know?
Oh, well, it's funny.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, you know, I'm just me. That's all I can be. And when you get me and Mike together, you never know what will happen. So, but everything's good. Bowling, you know, we're still working off our new album that we just finished back the end of last year, Safe After the Storm, project that Mike and I actually produced. Really seeing great stuff happen from the new songs off of that album. Mike is he is in the process of finishing up another Henson tribute album, so we're so excited about that.
Nice.
Some classic gems from the Hensons that a lot of people love, but you know, maybe not always the ones that pop in your mind first. So we're sure. Really excited about that. Mike and I built a new studio here in Nashville, so that's keeping us a little extra busy. So, but everything's really good. You can find out more of us, bowlingfamilyonline.com. So, and of course, you know, the Twitter and the Facebooks, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it is actually us that actually talk on all those too. So that's one thing I do. I do have fun. I love talking to people on Facebook and stuff. I love it.
That's fun. That's fun.
I want to hear you preach. No, sir. Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Get your Bible.
Yeah, that's right. Kelly, you guys are burning up the highways these days, and whether it's the talking dogs or Amber that's getting married.
I'm going to go to my grave and people are going to remember she had the talking dog.
That's right. I mean, after all that you've contributed to gospel music, that's going to be your legacy now. You realize this.
I'm waiting for Sam to get a spot on main stage of Quartet Convention is what I'm waiting for.
I know it.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Just don't go overtime.
Because I'm not paying his way out.
That's right. That's a lot of milk bones.
Oh, but we have a crazy year ahead. You know, Amber's getting married, and we have two more shows to record for Say Yes to the Dress. And who knows how that's going to come out. I mean, you know, we may shake our head and they may have us, I don't know, you know, they're going to slant it however they want. So that's going to be interesting. And we're doing an a cappella project. Amber's doing her own solo project. And Autumn's doing I think she's going to do a 5-song CD of, you know, the more country style. And so we have just got, I'm tired just thinking about it. But I'm tired and broke because weddings are expensive. So we planned a 10-day trip in March called the wedding trip. Every dime's going to the wedding.
That's funny.
You sound great a cappella, by the way. You guys can do a cappella.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what? If you ever have a bad night, it's not a good thing to do a cappella.
Does it make you nervous thinking that, well, as much as Amber loves to sing, when she gets married, there could be a new chapter in her life, and you know, we would not want to wish this, but, you know, changes could come as a parent and as a leader of a group like this now. Does that make you nervous that there's some uncertainty maybe coming as your kids start looking at their families of their own?
Well, Have you seen the chains on her leg? No, that will not happen. I told him he cannot marry her if he has any plan of her coming off the road. That's I mean, funny. We will build a nursery on the bus, whatever we need to do. This is what we do as a family. But you know what? I'm excited for this new chapter in her life. I mean, I tease about all that. But, you know, we have been together as a group, this group right now, for 14 years. And so I can't imagine that she would ever want to do anything else. But, you know, there's always that possibility. But then I also have Autumn, who can sing part.
Yeah.
And she's only 16. So
that's
here
right.
You go.
That's right. Well, KellyNeland.com is the easy way to get to all things Neelands. And, of course, Triumphant Quartet, Bowling Family, Troy, Clayton, Kelly, thank you guys for taking some time with us today. And love the music and love your hearts and the fun you bring to gospel music.
Thank you. We love you, too.
Happy day.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.